From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva. Nearly a week after the United Nations Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending its civil war, Foreign Minister Walid Mualem commenting to reporters today on a condition.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference.
The foreign minister did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. He said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful in helping Syria establish a national unity government. Afghani officials say security forces backed by U.S. airstrikes have regained control of a district center in the southern Helmand province from the Taliban. Officials say at least 45 Taliban fighters were killed, many others injured, before Afghan forces entered the key area in Helmand province. Sadiq Siddiqui is a government spokesman.
We also were able to provide ammunition and support to our forces in Sangin. The fight is still going on in Sangin. There are areas in which the Taliban are still there and they're fighting against our forces. But at the same time, we will be launching other operations in other parts of the Helmand as well.
A U.S. military spokesman confirmed to VOA that U.S. aircraft participated in the fighting. The U.N. Security Council has now unanimously backed the new Libyan unity government agreed to last week in U.N.-mediated talks. The British-based sponsored resolution called on the new Libyan Presidency Council to follow through on plans to form a new government within 30 days. This is VOA News.